Divine power and precious promises. 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4 says, "By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires." Today we delve into 2 Peter chapter 1 verses 3 and 4, a passage rich with encouragement and assurance for every believer. Peter, one of Jesus' closest disciples, writes to remind us of the incredible resources we have in Christ. Through his divine power and precious promises, God equips us to live godly lives and partake in his divine nature. Let's explore how these truths can transform our lives. Divine power for godly living. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. "By his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life." Peter begins by highlighting that God's divine power has provided us with everything necessary for godly living. This power is not limited or insufficient. It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead and sustains the universe. Ephesians chapter 1 verses 19 and 20. "I also pray that you will understand the incredible greatness of God's power for us who believe him. This is the same mighty power that raised Christ from the dead and seated him in the place of honor at God's right hand in the heavenly realms." The Apostle Paul is praying for the Ephesian believers to grasp the enormity of God's power available to them. This power is not ordinary. It's the same divine force that resurrected Jesus from the dead and exalted him to the highest place of honor. This resurrection power is at work within every believer, enabling us to live victoriously and transformed lives. When we comprehend the greatness of this power, our faith is strengthened and we are emboldened to live out our calling. Consider the story of a young apprentice learning from a master craftsman. The master provides all the tools and the guidance needed for the apprentice to succeed. In the same way, God equips us with all we need through his power. The author and preacher John Piper once said, "The power of God means that God is able to do all that he wills to do. We can live confidently knowing that God's power is at work in us." Resurrection power is not just for Easter Sunday, it's for everyday life. Knowledge of him who called us. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 3. "We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence." Peter underlines that our empowerment comes from knowing Jesus. This knowledge is relational and transformative. It's through this intimate relationship that we access the resources for godly living. Philippians chapter 3 verse 10. "I want to know Christ and experience the mighty power that raised him from the dead. I want to suffer with him, sharing in his death." The Apostle Paul's desire is twofold: to know Christ intimately and to experience his resurrection power. This longing, it goes beyond intellectual knowledge. It's about a deep personal relationship with Jesus. Additionally, Paul acknowledges that knowing Christ includes sharing in his sufferings. This shared suffering shapes us into Christ's likeness and deepens our fellowship with him. Experiencing Christ's power and suffering transforms our lives, enabling us to live with purpose and resilience. Think of a vine and its branches. As the branches remain connected to the vine, they receive nourishment and bear fruit. Our connection to Christ, the true vine, ensures we receive all we need for spiritual vitality. A.W. Tozer stated, "What comes into our minds when we think about God is the most important thing about us. Knowing God shapes our identity and our purpose. To know Christ is to embrace both his power and his path. Precious promises for divine nature. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. And because of his glory and excellence, he has given us great and precious promises. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. God's promises are rooted in his character, his glory, and his excellence. These promises enable us to partake in his divine nature, transforming us from within and helping us overcome sinful desires. 2 Corinthians chapter 1 verse 20. For all of God's promises have been fulfilled in Christ with a resounding yes, and through Christ our Amen, which means yes, ascends to God for his glory. Paul assures the Corinthians that every promise God has made finds its fulfillment in Jesus Christ. In Christ, God's promises are affirmed and guaranteed. Our response to these promises is to say Amen, meaning we agree and trust in God's faithfulness. This affirmation not only glorifies God, but also strengthens our faith as we stand on the certainty of his promises. Jesus is the ultimate proof of God's trustworthiness and the embodiment of his promises. Imagine a person receiving an inheritance that changes their life completely. God's promises are our spiritual inheritance, offering transformation and victory over sin. It was Charles Spurgeon who said, "God never gives a promise he does not intend to fulfill." We can trust in his promises, knowing that they are certain and life-changing. In Christ, God's promises are not just hopes, they are certainties. Escaping the world's corruption. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 4. These are the promises that enable you to share his divine nature and escape the world's corruption caused by human desires. Peter is reminding us that God's promises empower us to escape the corruption of the world. Human desires influenced by sin lead to corruption, but God's promises guide us to holiness. Romans chapter 12 verse 2. Don't copy the behavior and customs of this world, but let God transform you into a new person by changing the way you think. Then you will learn to know God's will for you, which is good and pleasing and perfect. Paul instructs believers not to conform to the patterns of this world, but to be transformed by renewing their minds. This transformation is a profound change in our thinking and understanding, aligning us with God's will. It's an ongoing process of growth and sanctification. As our minds are renewed, we discern and embrace God's will, God's perfect will for our lives, which leads us to living in a way that's good, pleasing, and perfect in his sight. Consider the story of a person trapped in a dark cave, finding their way out by following the light. God's promises are the light that guide us out of the darkness of worldly corruption. It was Dietrich Bonhoeffer who wrote, "The church is the church only when it exists for others, not dominating but helping and serving." Living out God's promises transforms us into his instruments for good. Transformation begins with a renewed mind and results in a renewed life. Each of the scriptures we've looked at emphasize a different aspect of our relationship with Christ and the transformative power of God at work within us. From understanding the incredible power available to us as believers, to desiring a deep experiential knowledge of Christ, to trusting in the fulfilled promises of God, and finally, to being transformed by the renewal of our minds. We are called to live lives that reflect his glory and his purpose. Let's embrace these truths and allow them to shape our faith and our actions every day. 2 Peter 1 verses 3 to 4 assures us that through God's divine power, knowledge of Christ and his precious promises, we have everything we need for godly living. These truths empower us to live transformed lives, escaping the corruption of the world. Here's a call to action. Let's embrace God's power. Trust that God's power equips you for every challenge. Spend time in prayer and ask God to manifest his power in your life. Deepen your knowledge of Christ. Invest in your relationship with Jesus through daily Bible study and worship. Seek to know him more intimately. Claim God's promises. Memorize and think about the promises of God. Let them guide and transform your thoughts and your actions. And finally, live a transformed life. Reflect Christ in your daily living. Let your life be a testament to the transformative power of God's promises. By embracing these principles, we can live godly lives that reflect the glory and excellence of our Lord. Let's seek to be transformed by his truth daily, shining his light in a world that desperately needs it.